Himalaya is a source of inspiration for thousands of years because of its magnanimity. In its size, in length, it's about 2,500 kilometers. In width, it goes up to 400 kilometers. In height, up to 8.8 kilometers. Because of its grandeur, it has been attracted the trekkers and spiritual seekers across the world for thousands of years. The Himalaya is source for many perennial rivers like Ganga. Ganga is origin. Ganga, Yamuna, Satluj, Bias, and Kali Gandaki, which we saw in Nepal, Kali Gandaki and Brahmaputra, many rivers, Indus River, Sindhu River, and the Himalayan rivers are sustaining population over 1 billion people. It's sustaining more than a source of livelihood for more than a billion people. In Mahabharata, not only that river, that sustaining, and Mahabharata was composed on Himalaya. Vedavyasa composed it in Himalaya. And Mahabharata, many sages meditated, many illumined people meditated, like Dhruva, rishis, and even Pandavas meditated, all Acharyas meditated in Himalaya for the seekers of spirituality. And, in Ramayana talks about the Himalaya. Hanuman went there for getting the special herbs, the healing herbs, Gandha Madana Parvata. Some of the herbs, it is talking about in Himalaya, it brings back our doctors. Very nice to hear. A dead person, by smelling that one, dead person can come back. That Valmiki writes that one, dead person. If the arm is amputated in the war, they bring it, apply that herb, it will join. That if there is a pierce wound, there is a deep wound, applying that one, it will be healed. That in the warfare, it is in Mahabharata also talks about end of the day, all warriors used to go back to their camp. Special therapist used to come with all these herbs and apply these herbs so that next day they're ready. They're ready for the war. In the it is available in Himalaya, special herbs. It is talking about, references are there in Mahabharata, references are there in Ramayana also. Himalayan river, the Ganga flows, it is talking about the river gets its sanctity based on its origin and path it takes and destination it reaches. You will be remembered, it is talking about, you also will be remembered based on your origin, which family you are born in, the path you have taken in your life, and destination you reach. Based on that, you will be remembered. Ganga is the holiest of the rivers. It is its origin is great. It is called as Padodaka, origin from the feet of the Lord Vishnu. And it has taken by the Lord Mahadeva on his head, and it has flown. Because of that, the origin, great origin, and the path it has taken along the way, more than 500 people, million people are nourished by Ganga. Sustaining a civilization, more than 500 million along the way, Ganga. And it reaches destination, ocean, Ganga Sagar. he did not end up the game in an ordinary way. It reached the ocean. Talking about our life also, in the temple when you are doing the sankalpa, they ask your gotra, which lineage you are come from. Everyone, they have a gotra. Whether you are Hindu or Christian or whatever, who are your great achievers? Who are your great achievers in your family? Do you remember anyone in your great achievers in your family? I don't know. It says you should remember great achievers. Gotra means you should be proud of your origin. You are proud of your origin. In your life, you should course through like Ganga, not living for yourself. You are a burden for your own family, burden for the society. What a value. It is a wretched life. It is saying that you should be a value like Ganga. And you should end up your game like nothing short of an ocean. Great ocean, Ganga Sagar. You had to reach the Himalayan river is talking about. The river, the Ganga River is about, it courses through around 2.5 thousand kilometers, 2.5 thousand kilometers it courses through. The journey is important than destination. People say, I just want mukti. I just want liberation. What Ganga is talking about, more than the goal, the path is important. The path you take in your life is more important than just the destination. If it is just the destination, there is no joy. I want to just moksha. I want to, when the I am going through a tough time, I say, I just want to be liberated. They talk about liberation, Ganga saying that journey is more important. The sum of the course, the streams joined Ganga. They traveled along the Ganga for long. There is a fulfillment. For example, near Hooghly River, Hooghly Bridge in Calcutta, just before Ganga enters the Ganga Sagar, there is a creek entering. It is called as the creek, Current Creek, that name of that one. Nobody remembers also that it just joins Ganga just before it reaches the ocean, and the river can, in our life also, when the success is there, at the award ceremony, everyone is there on the stage. And nobody is there along the path. That creek quietly joined that one, wanting to reach that moksha. That is not important. Nobody remembers that dream. The journey is more important than only the part of the felicitation ceremony. Not the your journey. Journey is Ganga. It's talking about the journey. Your life journeys you have to work through. Not just get on the stage at the time of taking the award. And the small creek origin at the top of the Himalaya, with the intention of flowing down, so much committed, it is flowing down, looking at the other streams, looking at the commitment of this stream, they join hands. We ourselves cannot go. Let me join. Let me join the bandwagon and let me, myself, I don't know the direction in my life. I don't know where I'm heading. Many small creeks join River Ganga, small origin at Gangotri, small stream, when it reaches further down Bhagirathi and become Ganga in Alakananda further, when other rivers join and Devprayag, it becomes Ganga, with so much of intensity it flows. In our life also, and you must have a persistence, perseverance and patience. Persistence, we start at the beginning of the class, so motivated, so committed. After 2 class, 3 class, I start logging in from home. And after that logging also stopped. There is no persistence in my sadhana. Ganga is saying, life is not easy. Life is not shortcut. It is a years of practice, persistence, perseverance, not giving up, and patience. Not to look for ocean. I want to just finish. Enjoy the course. Persistence, perseverance, and patience are required to reach the destination. The great things, if it is easily gotten, there is no value. To achieve great things, you have to travel through years of work. It is not one day work, two day work, decades of practice. Life to come, you have to practice. That is what Ganga is talking about. A stream from the Himalayas, origin, great origin. But that stream, if it is ending up in a sewage, ending up with a sewage canal, that stream's journey is wasted. Great origin, but ended up as a sewage, joined with the sewage, and the journey is wasted. We have great origin, we have come great achievers, great family, great tradition. When we have come abundance, we have joined ourselves in a sewage type of environment, and we lost the purpose of life. If the sewage stream is joining the sewage, journey is wasted. If our life of the great origin we have come, all the way we have come, and ending up in a wrong company, sewage, your journey is wasted. It's like that. It is a wasted journey. And water is changing continuously. Water is changing, but still water, I mentioned last week also, water retains the name because of the river bed. Because of the river bed, though water has flown through, but still that river is called as Ganga because of the river bed. You are recognized based on the riverbed, the values you carry forward in your life. Values you carry forward in your life, based on that one, you are remembered. If you look at the scriptures, many people, many saints, they kept the same name. The same name, Janaka. The story of Janaka comes many times. Janaka many times, the many decades, because they want to keep the same name, because they want to follow that tradition. You are following the riverbed of your great values in your life. Riverbed is there. You are known by that name, that gotra, whatever. If you are people, if you are following the great footsteps of your parents or grandparents, you will be remembered as your grandfather is reborn as this person. Our great grandfather, great achiever is there. You have done something extraordinary. People down the line, they will say, this person, I think, is a reincarnation. My great grandfather was born as this person. Riverbed. Because of that one, water retains the name. In the supermarket, many water bottles are there. Water bottles lost connection with the source, just a water bottle. Water bottle in the supermarket, there is no sanctity to that one. Because it has lost connection with the origin. No values. If you also become like a water bottle, cased, and like look good and makeup, three-piece suit, like a water bottle, there is no connection, inner connection. There is no current, undercurrent growing through. There is no value. Value, people sip it for a while and chuck it. There is no value not to become like a water bottle in the supermarket shelf. Have connection to the roots. Be proud of your connection. Be proud of your culture. Be proud of your tradition. Connect that one. Then you will be valued. You will get a value in your life. Otherwise, if you become like a water bottle, you are, there is no value. Even water bottle you can buy for $1, your value is only $1. There is no value beyond that one. Enrich yourself. Connect to the source. Connect to the source and learn the family culture. Every family has a great tradition. Make your children to imbibe the family values. Not to let them, my children, they don't listen. It's not children's fault, it is your fault. You failed in your life, you are imposing on your children. Not to be a failure, it is, if the children are not following, it is your problem, you have failed in your life. Not to become a water bottle, not to make your children become another water bottle on the shelf. It is talking about magnanimous like Himalaya. Himalaya, magnanimous in like Himalaya, and flow like Ganga. Along the way, you enrich the community wherever, whatever country you go. Add value to the society. Add value to the other beings. And reach nothing short of Ganga Sagar. Reach the ocean. Not sewage, magnanimous finish. Grand finale. Grand finish. It is talking about Himalaya. Be like Himalaya. Flow like Ganga. Reach the ocean, nothing short.